From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Sectarian violence in the Central African Republic's capital has killed at least 36 people and injured at least 80, according to hospital workers Sunday. The fighting began early Sunday as Muslims attacked a Christian neighborhood in Bangui after the dead body of a Muslim man was left near a mosque, according to a Muslim community leader. At least 36 people had been killed and 80 wounded on Saturday and Sunday, according to workers at three hospitals who insisted on anonymity. The government on Sunday announced a 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew to curtail the violence. Meeting with Roman Catholic bishops in Philadelphia, Pope Francis Sunday called for continued vigilance against any pre-sexual abuse of youth and superiors' efforts to conceal grave misdeeds. Francis said he's met this weekend with victims of sexual abuse by priests. Francis addressed the bishops.
No perder la memoria.
In his morning talk with the bishops, he asked for careful oversight to ensure that the youth are protected and that all will be held accountable. On the final day of his whirlwind six-day U.S. tour, the Pope is also scheduled to visit a prison and schedule a final outdoor mass in downtown Philadelphia. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama arrives at the United Nations Sunday for several days of meetings, speeches, and summits. Among them, he will chair two high-level sessions, one on U.N. peacekeeping and the other countering terrorism. He's also expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The peacekeeping summit will take place Monday and will be co-hosted by the United States, eight other nations, and the U.N. Secretary General. VOA News.